Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
Veganism has continued to grow in popularity in Ireland and around the world, and a new report published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences has said that plant-based replacements for each of the major animal categories in the US, that's beef, pork, dairy, poultry and eggs, can produce 2-fold to 20-fold more nutritionally similar food per unit cropland. So replacing meat and beef, dairy, eggs, all the likes with vegan-friendly replacements. So is this report just fantasy, or is there a fair statement to be made that if we all went vegan, we'd be able to grow more food, feed more people and all be healthier and happier? I'm not convinced, I have to say. Well, to discuss this and more, I'm joined by Gareth Edwards, CEO of Far Place Animal Rescue, the organisers of the Irish Vegan Festival. Gareth, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Hi there, nice to be on again. Cheers.
Gareth, just with regards to this study and, you know, replacing meat production and farmland of, you know, cattle and livestock and dairy and whatnot with vegan substitutes, what is your view on that? I mean, what is the pro to that particular idea?
Well, it's not rocket science to realise that you have to grow the grain to feed the animals, and those animals are then fed to human beings, and we eat the, you know, well, omnivores eat their products, not myself. If you take that middleman, as it were, out and all the energy that's lost in producing it, you're bound to be able to feed vastly more human beings than you could if we all sort of go down that extra stage, as it were. Mm. I mean, there's plenty of other reasons that it's a good thing. I mean, my personal reason is I love food. I love every taste and texture, but I don't love animals dying for that. So I've made that choice to, they don't have to. And I don't feel deprived. I have hundreds of different choices of vegan cheeses, of meats, of steaks, of, you know, whatever I want, I can get if I want it, or I can go down the more healthy plant-based.
Ah, Gareth. It's not the same thing. Having tried and cooked for vegan friends as well in the past, and I have plenty of them who are constantly trying to get me on board, and I just can't, because it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. A vegan burger isn't the same thing. It just doesn't taste the same.
You can even get a vegan burger now that bleeds like a meat burger. But in any case, at the end of the day, it's the taste and the texture, and it's an animal losing its life, and that's the choice that most vegans make. I mean, health-wise, I feel healthier with more energy, as most vegans do. I mean, I'm certainly not a skinny vegan. I'm not this pale, skinny sort of stereotype that people used to have. I am a substantial vegan. I like my food.
What do you make, though, Gareth?
I'm changing that.
No problem. Fair play, that is the lifestyle you've pursued. What do you make, though, of what I've seen recently enough driving around Ireland? I've gone to some major dairy and cattle towns around the country, and what you see is, in these big towns, outside cattle marts in some places as well, you see these big billboards promoting veganism, saying that meat is murder and go vegan and all that sort of stuff. I don't think that's fair. I don't really don't think that's fair. A lot of people around the country depend, sorry, Gareth, just want to finish the point, just on, they depend on meat farming. That's our traditional money-making thing. And people want to do this and they don't want to be talked down to, because I feel that is what is happening there. If you're pushing these sort of advertisements and you're telling people that they're murderers, you know?
The Advertising Standards Authority has recently ruled on those campaigns from Go Vegan World to say they're fair point. They are actually not saying anything that isn't true. Meat does involve killing an animal. If it didn't take the babies from their mothers, if those things weren't happening, they wouldn't be able to say them. All they're doing is sort of not sanitizing it. When you see meat in a supermarket, it doesn't look like an animal. It doesn't look like the thing that has been killed. Now, you make the point about the farmers. I fully understand that farmers will need subsidies to move towards plant-based agriculture. That would be fine. Farmers are a very strong political lobby and will always have help and support at moving as society changes. I'm sure in the past, when society has moved on from things we found unacceptable in the past, that the businesses that relied on a previous unacceptable,
but it's not just about the businesses, though. People have always eaten meat, and it is going to be very, very hard. And if you're trying to convince people like me, Gareth,
no,
to try and come off meat. It's just not going to happen. It just isn't going to happen, mate. You see, I'm sorry.
I was exactly like you at age 18 and 20. But, you know, by my mid-20s, you know, I was vegetarian, and 10 years ago I was vegan. So people do change when they sort of develop and think about it. It's also, you would never have heard the vegan word 20 years ago. Very, very rare. Now you're seeing it everywhere. People are, and also businesses are following suit.
Yeah.
You know, Alpro, one of the major producers of the sort of plant-based milks, from what I understand, is owned by a dairy company. They understand the need to now change and move with the times.
Right. A lot of our texters getting in touch on this, Gareth. Just one person making the point, though, and just on what you're saying about cutting out the middleman, basically, about we're growing grain to feed animals. That doesn't really happen in Ireland. Most of our farm animals, because of the nature of our climate and our farms, they're grass-fed, and we're not going to sit around and eat grass.
No, you wouldn't eat grass, but you would do different things with that land. That we would have to use technology to transform things. Certainly, you can grow crops, even in the sort of upper mountains of Canada, by using earthship technology. Earthships sort of use the fact that the ground is a lot warmer when you go down a meter, so they build in greenhouses into the land that wouldn't normally be okay for crops, and they grow them.
So do you reckon that out in the wilds of Connemara or out in West Cork, where there's a few cows above on a headland, that we're going to put this sort of thing up instead of it, and it's going to stick out a storm?
No. They're built into the hillside, so they don't affect the visual effect. I mean, you can see them in a lot of Chinese small hill farms that use them. Mm. I live in the North Pennine Hills of North Weardale, 1,300 feet up. We had waist-deep snow. Earthships are still viable there.
All right.
You know, so, but also, there's other crops as well that can be grown. There are crops like willow that could be grown for fuel and other stuff. There's plenty that can be done with land, but we won't need anywhere near as much land if we're eating plant-based.
Okay. Gareth Edwards, CEO of Fireplace Animal Rescue, thank you very much for joining us online. Again, plenty of our texters getting in touch on this issue. Dee in Kerry is on the line. Dee, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you doing?
Dee, what do you reckon?
Well, I think it's a no-brainer. I just feel that, I mean, we can't possibly, with population increase, world population increase, I mean, people love their meat and their dairy and whatever, but look, we just can't continue. You know, because there just isn't the land, the carbon footprint is too high. I mean, Ireland is one of the biggest dairy industries, but like our carbon footprint is dreadful. So, I mean, we just can't carry on. We really can't.
Dee, though, but if, I mean, what we're saying, though, in this study says that if we replaced all of our production and we all stopped eating meat, we'd all live better and all the carbon footprint would come down. But if it rained gold, we'd be millionaires as well. Neither of these things are likely to ever happen. Do you actually find it hard, though, in Kerry? Because, you know, there's a huge dairy industry as well as a huge livestock industry down there. Is it hard to be a vegan in Kerry?
No. Richard, it's not. It's actually great and wonderful. And like, there are so many alternatives out there that it's just, and of course, everybody isn't going to stop in the morning. I mean, that's always the old chestnut, isn't it? If we all stop in the morning, of course, we're, you know, that's not going to happen. But, you know, little by little piecemeal, change is happening and it needs to happen, you know, and yet no problem in Kerry. Absolutely none.
What happens to all the cows and the sheep, though, if we don't stop
slaughtering them? Yeah, but it's not going to, like, you know, little by little by little, and we change, and people, the cultures change, and, you know, and it needs to change, and it will change. I have no doubt about it. I mean, we had our own big go vegan poster in our town lately, and it caused quite a lot of controversy, which is, you know, which is good because it gets people talking.
That's, what were people saying about it, Dee? Because I mentioned those posters
earlier on.
What sort of things were people saying about it, the people who aren't vegans?
Yeah, there'd be a mixed reaction, of course. I mean, people are always threatened, I suppose, by things that they don't, you know, are not sure about, and, you know, that it's different, and it's, what are we going to do? All the cows are going to die in the fields and all this kind of thing. But, you know, I mean, that's people. We change very, very slowly. It's like the Titanic, isn't it?
I suppose it's a good thing to compare it to, all right, yeah. this idea that we're going to be vegan is going to go down like the Titanic,
no,
I think.
No, if we're not going to be vegan, the planet is going to go down like the Titanic.
Right.
That was my reference.
We'll agree to disagree. Dee, thank you very much for joining us on the show. Again, Plenty of you getting in touch with us on this issue. Victoria Mary Clark texts in to say, you're being very dismissive of the vegan guy. That's because I just don't think it's a feasible idea that we're going to just shut off and all of the people, the majority of people in this world, would lean towards meat, you know? I mean, are we just going to change all of our dietary habits and change the entire industry and take people's jobs away to finance just veganism? I'm not sure it's a feasible idea. I mean, it's all well and good as a concept, but in reality, just very different. Dave in Dublin, your caller should realise what harvesters and large crop machinery does to the habitats of smaller animals and fields, if you care so much about killing animals. That's a decent point. Thank you very much for that one, David. Another texter as well, Brian in Athlone. Please tell your vegan guest there is no such thing as plant based milk. Milk comes from animals. Brian in Athlone, thank you very much indeed. Keep your text coming into us, 53106.
Thanks again for listening to this Lunchtime Live podcast. Please do subscribe via the app or on iTunes and check us out on newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Talk to you again soon.